The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Can we talk about Anthony A's first quince and what he thought? Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Arta Quinceanera. It is a young girl's introduction to womanhood. It's not really womanhood, but you're starting to get there, right? They take the sneakers off. You put the heels on. Like, this whole thing. There's a big mass. And we celebrated with our good friend Jennifer and her daughter Alexa, which was amazing. Alexa's father passed during COVID, and Jennifer wanted us to come out and do something. She was going to get a loan. Like, we're like, no, we volunteered our time. That being said, as beautiful as it was, all the tears shed. Anthony, you never been to a quince?
No, that was my first time, and it was such a beautiful ceremony. Because growing up, I just was never around anybody who celebrated quinceañeras like
right.
that. One of my favorite things about it, too, was like, I forget what they're called, but like the young men who help.
The Chamberlains.
Chamberlains.
Yeah.
And they were really cool and supportive. And I thought, you know, do we have to reiterate her backstory a little bit of.
Well, I mean, I kind of did just now, okay, about her dad and everything. You know, her growing, seriously, being without a father for that long.
Yeah.
Their little sister, who's only six. I mean, she doesn't really have the greatest memory of her father. But you were impressed by all of the people coming together.
All the people coming together. And the
family.
Young men who were her, you know, participating in the event with her.
Her brother was one of them.
And they were able to, like, kind of uplift her and show her that male support at a young age. I thought it was really cool. And then they were also, like, kind of the life of the party, too.
They were.
Right?
They got the dance floor going.
It was really fun.
They came out in pig suits, which was
funny.
And they had, like, a dance in some pig suits.
That
I really thought was, I enjoyed that.
And nobody was really on their phone that much.
At all.
Whoa.
Did you
kind
notice
of my
that?
Biggest
Especially
takeaway.
For a bunch of teenagers?
Yeah, they were just dancing, having a great time. And that was really cool. So it was a really cool ceremony. And I think it's a cool tradition to welcome a young woman into womanhood.
They did kind of have an awesome DJ. So.
My God.
And now that that's all out the way, the photographer was there. And when I told him, hey, dude, this is my first time ever coming to a quinceañera, he looked at me and paused and goes, oh, are you Filipino?
What?
Because he's like, you can't be Mexican. You've never been to a quinceañera before.
One thing I learned about that thing is I could pass for Filipino if I need to.
Well, it's basically Mexican.
Yeah.
But that's another show. I love the Cinderella theme.
Oh, yes.
That she chose that classic. And it was classic Cinderella from back in the day. From the dress to the carriage. She came in on a carriage drawn by a horse.
Ooh.
A horse-drawn carriage. The whole thing was beautiful, but it really was when she danced with her late father's photo.
Oh, that part got me choked up.
I just thought, I'm so glad that we're here with her and that her mother had the strength to keep that promise to her. When they danced too, there wasn't a dry eye in the whole place.
Nah, it was a magical
beautiful.
Moment for sure. And I was standing next to a friend at that time, or a person I met at the quinceañera. And I was like, I don't want to cry right now.
In front of
you're like, I just met this person.
So then I did something way more weirder. I just started making awkward grunts. I was like,
trying to hold in the tears.
Yeah, trying to hold
in. Anthony, no.
And it just led to me going,
I kept saying to myself, keep it together, bud. Keep it together.
Gosh, I didn't. I lost it out there. All right. What do we have for National Day, Anthony A?
All right. First and foremost, we got a salute. It is National Veterans Day.
Nice.
Hey.
Shout out to the
salute.
Veterans out there. We appreciate you. Yes.
Yes. Also, it is National Singles Day since it's 11-11.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there it is. All right.
Get your groove on today.
And we'll wrap it up on National Sunday Day, like the ice cream treat.
Let me tell you, don't knock it till you try it. Get you a sundae with hot fudge and add pineapple to it.
Oh,
don't know why.
Whoa.
No, I'm telling you, it's
good. Is that too far for you?
That's
the pineapple?
Too much, dude.
The banana's one thing. Too much pineapple.
Too much pineapple.
Try it. It's so good.
It's delicious.
Well, maybe I'm thinking banana split. No, maybe I'm thinking banana split. Either way, enjoy Sunday today, and your Down in the DM is coming up next. Good morning.
Oh, wait. I was thinking about the banana split.
It was banana split.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Want to be married forever? What if I told you we have somebody on the radio right now who's been married so long? I don't know that I've met anybody who's been married longer, and she is going to give us the keys, Miss Rosa. Otto, I think we need to pay attention to her, okay?
Obviously. She obviously knows what she's doing.
She does. And Rosa, how many years have you been married?
I've been married for 44 years.
What?
To the same man.
Wow. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
two adult children, and I say two adult children because they're still children, and one grandson.
They'll always be your babies, Rosa. They'll always be your
yes.
babies.
always. But no, we met, and a year later, he lived in a different city than me, and we actually met in a third city. We met in Mexico, he lives here in Houston, and I lived far, far away, but then I had just moved to Texas. I lived in the Valley.
Okay.
But we met in Mexico, and literally a year after, we spoke and spoke and spoke and we talked about everything and anything that could be, and then he moved to the Valley for like 3 months because he wanted to be sure that I was that person.
Right.
And we didn't live together. He rented an apartment. And literally after he moved there, 2 months later, we got engaged and started our classes because we're Catholic.
Right.
And the father that married us was just totally impressed. He said, well, what can we talk about? You guys have talked about everything. Because everything he was telling us, oh, you need to understand this. Yes, we've already talked. And we were young. I was 23.
And my goodness, 44 years later, it worked out. Do you think when he was there, the moment he lived in your town, did you know then, I'm going to spend the rest of my life with this man?
I did not.
Oh, you still had your doubts. So thankfully he moved there. He figured it out. Yeah.
It wasn't that I didn't have doubts. It was that to me, and this is just in the back of my mind, you don't know this person. You have no idea what life is going to throw at you. But you have to take a chance. You have to take a chance at life. Yeah. And being Mexican, I was brought up with very, very old-fashioned morals.
Yes.
I mean, you know, I'm up there. My age is up there. I mean, I retired and went back to work.
But you're right. There's a very traditional aspect to our culture, no matter what. As
very, yes.
You know, independent as I am, as much as a feminist as I am, I still enjoy, and I know this may sound crazy to some people, but I still enjoy doing things for Otto, my husband. I find joy in it. I find joy in cooking for him. I find joy in doing things for him. Mm-hmm. And that, I think, is a part of our culture. And there's nothing nothing wrong with that. That's part of being a feminist. I do it because I want to do it.
We have evolved. We have evolved quite a bit. And we've had our ups and downs. But I honestly believe that that piece of paper, that marriage license, it keeps a lot of couples together because it's not as easy as when you're just living together and you just throw in the towel and walk away. And you're like, you take your stuff and I take mine. Mm-hmm. And this is what I tell my kids because my son was in a relationship for 5-6 years that created my grandson. Oh. And I, you know, I thank God every day for it, but then they walked away and that hurts tremendously because I almost feel like if that commitment that, and I could be called my opinion only,
right.
I don't want no judging on any part, but if you had that document there, maybe it wasn't as easy to walk away. You could possibly try to work it out because it's all about communication and respecting one another. Respect is such a big deal in marriage.
Rosan, you're right. Because if you do have that, you have to end up splitting assets and doing all these things.
Yes.
And ultimately, of course, you can be good parents. You can always be a good parent not being together. But ultimately, the goal is to raise the child together. That's what everybody wants. I'm not saying that's the only way. I didn't have my father. Yes. I don't know my father. I'm not saying that. We were still a family. What I'm saying, though, is that it's better for the child to have both parents present. That's just an honest, factual statement, as long as both parents are good people, obviously.
Yes, of course. Yeah. Have that father figure. Have a father figure, yes.
A father and a good mother figure, both in the same household. Rosa, thank you for sharing your story. I feel like you just gave us some keys, you know, to a long-term relationship, because so many people end up quitting quickly.
Respect, communication, talk to one another honestly. That you cannot go wrong.
Do you still date your husband? Do you guys still go out and stuff?
Yeah, not as often, but yes, we sure do. Of course. Yeah. We take really nice vacations now.
Ooh, I like that.
I'm looking forward to that part of my life.
That's grown-up talk right there.
Yes, we take very nice vacations now for 2 weeks at a time.
What's your husband's name?
He has a very different name. He's very, very traditional Mexican because he is from Mexico. His name is Jesus Maximiliano.
Jesus Maximiliano.
I know a couple Jesus Maximilianos.
I thought she just didn't want to reveal this catch that she got.
She's like, you don't need to know who my husband is.
He's a wonderful catch. I could not have asked for a better man.
Oh, love
and
it.
Yeah, wonderful provider, wonderful man. I mean, I could have never asked. God was on my side.
I'm in love with him.
I know. We all want to meet Mr. Maximiliano.
I have a feeling Rosa was a great catch herself, though.
I think so, too, Rosa. He's lucky.
We
He's lucky.
We had balanced life. life for 44 years now. This December will be 44 years.
Congratulations. Happy anniversary. And thank you for sharing your
story.
Thank you. We love you. Call back anytime. Thank you so much.
We love you guys. I love to listen to you guys. I listen to you guys every morning.
Woo!
Thank you, Rosa.
Thank you. Tell a friend. Okay, talk to you later. Bye.
I will. Bye.
I think we should have a challenge. Who's been married longer than 44 years?
Ooh.
Even if it's not you, maybe your parents or your grandparents. And then let's make this a whole topic another day. I really think so, because anybody who's been married more than four decades can offer some sound advice for the rest of us.
Yes, they can.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
So I was reading the Washington Post, and the headline was, "Do you have subscription fatigue?" Yes, yes, because I don't know where my show is because I had so many apps. But who was a football player that was just asked recently about
J.J. Watt?
J.J. Watt was at a press conference, and he was asked, "Did you see
made $130 million in his career?
Did you see the blank blank game on whatever night?" He said, "Nope." Why? That's what the reporter asked him. And J.J. Watt was like, "Because I don't want another subscription. Thank you very much. I don't have time or money or the wherewithal." I thought this was supposed to save me money. You know that Otto and I went back to cable.
Oh.
And we're paying less money with cable than we were with all of the different subscriptions.
I feel so like prehistoric with cable.
But I love it.
And it's like it's everything you need in one little platform.
One. It's all there.
It's easy.
And they give you a bunch of subscriptions now with your cable plan.
My subscription fatigue didn't even set in with like a streaming app. It was a Bumble. I was paying for Bumble.
Oh.
When that $33 came across, I was like,
"You have to pay for Bumble?"
Yeah, dude.
$33 to date?
And that's the basic.
What does the $33 do? Give you like better options for women or... I don't understand.
Do they rate the looks? That's the most shallow thing you've ever asked.
Actually, Bumble's more shallow than DJ Automatic is.
I turned.
It wasn't shallow. It was a real question.
It was shallow. No,
I just want to know what you're getting out of the $33.
It's unlimited swipes, is what it is. It limits your swipes. Yeah, that's
just
where
go back to Facebook Match. It's free.
Facebook Match is cracking.
That's free.
Does that cost money?
No, not at all.
Okay.
No.
Shout out Zuckerberg for that.
Yeah. All right. So, all right. Oh, Brianna's on line four. Brianna, so what's a subscription that you use the most?
Yeah, Netflix. That's about all I can afford.
Would you ever, under any circumstance, get rid of your Netflix?
Probably not.
Me either. I'm not giving it up. I cannot give up Netflix.
I gave up HBO Max, and I miss it.
You have to prioritize. It's right now, everything's expensive. Thank you so much for calling. Call back anytime. Thank you. Bye.
Yeah. Yeah. Have a good day.
Okay. Now, Shawnee is on line eight. You know, Otto and I have been budgeting and getting rid of some extra expenses. So have you had to cancel any subscriptions or make any changes?
Oh, hell yeah, man. I've had to cancel several things. Well, don't use that. I'm in school currently trying to get my bachelor's degree, and I'm having to decide, do I keep ChatGPT to help me write my papers, or do I keep Grammarly?
I thought it was just me, maybe, but no. I mean, it's just everything.
It's funny that you mentioned that. I literally spent this weekend kind of looking through my my app store to see what's coming up, what's renewing, what can I like probably get away with.
The only thing I think we have, we got rid of HBO Max. I kept Netflix and I kept Prime Video because I bought so many movies on Prime Video. I can't get rid of it now.
And then I have like one app that I let my kid have. He's 4 years old, so
Aww.
He wants to download all these things. And I'm like, nope, unless it's for free, sweetheart, we can't just have all these different apps.
Well, congratulations.
One day.
Good luck on getting your bachelor's, and I appreciate the call. Thank you so much. We love you. Call back anytime.
We love you too. I love hearing y'all.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
So bye.
I've actually got a way for you to save a little money on your digital buys from Prime. If you order at the suggested time, it will say less carbon emitted, blah, blah, and you get digital credit. So all my movies, I've been stacking like that so I don't have to pay for them. Also, Prime has VIP movie access.
Mm.
You can go to the movies and see the movies before anybody else.
Oh,
so now that I know.
Why have you been doing that?
Because I didn't know. But now everybody knows. I'll see you at the movies.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Kim Kardashian has revealed the results of her first bar exam. If you know, you know. We're going to talk about what the results were. If you don't, I'm going to reveal it right now. Okay, so spoiler. First, though, Anthony A., celebrity birthdays.
We have Demi Moore celebrating her birthday.
Hey, no.
Vinny from the Jersey Shore and Leonardo DiCaprio.
Okay, so Kim Kardashian says she failed the bar. She did not pass. She also went on to say, doesn't matter, she's taking it again.
Yeah, a lot of people fail it the first time.
Well, I know, but she's Kim Kardashian. Everybody's watching her. Everybody's judging her. And I've asked this question many times, like, why would somebody with her amount of success want to be a lawyer? want to subject herself to the amount of studying it takes. As you see, she's not getting any kind of special treatment. She's going to have to keep studying, going to have to go take the test again. Here's what she said in explaining, I guess, my question.
I think it started off as me just feeling like I wanted to know more and me wanting to be able to help more. But then it kind of was proving something to me personally. And no one's ever really respected, you know, a reality star with a sex tape. And I've always had to, like, break through this stigma. And, like, I want to prove this to myself that I can do it. And ultimately, a huge, like, you to everybody too that thought that I can't grow or move beyond where I was.
So yeah, she's doing it for herself. She's doing it to prove people wrong. I really think she's doing it for her father's legacy as well. I'd forgotten until you, Otto, and Anthony reminded me her dad was one of the most successful attorneys in California history.
He was OJ's attorney.
Yeah. Well, many other cases, though. Of course, that was one of the most famous. But
that's the reason why the Kardashians successful. Became famous is because of that case.
Yes, for sure, for sure. Also, the California bar, I was just reading, and Otto was just kind of reading the same article, is one of the most difficult bars in the country.
Only 45% of people pass it the first time they take it.
Well, because there's so many laws that were set in California. I think back, we've talked about this, in 1947, Mendez versus Westminster was the first desegregation of a school, which then led to Brown versus the Board of Education. Yeah. Which desegregated school throughout the country. So these are the kind of laws that are coming from California, which is why it's so hard.
It is the hardest bar to pass.
Jeez, really?
Yeah, that's what they say.
Here. Good luck, Kim. Good luck, girl. Keep on studying. You want to play? I mean, we can't bet money. Who thinks she'll pass second time? I think it's going to be third. I think it's going to be third time the charm. How many times has she been married?
A few times, right?
Six or seven?
No, Otto. She has not.
Oh, no, it's J-Lo, huh?
Can she just go to like a dumber state to do it or no?
Yeah, there's other states. I was actually looking up the easiest place.
I can't believe you just said a dumber state, but you're right.
Whatever.
She could go to Utah and 94% of the people pass it on the first time around.
No, pass it in Cali. Okay. I say she'll be third time. Otto.
I'll go second. Just
okay,
to be
Anthony.
Nice.
All right, I'll go second as well.
That okay, all right. I thought you were going to say I'll go Utah. Anyway.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees from the White Stripes to Cyndi Lauper to OutKast. Can we talk about this? Andre 3000 broke down in tears. We're going to play this moment for you after celebrity birthdays, Anthony A.
We have Vinny from the Jersey Shore celebrating his birthday, Demi Moore, and Leonardo DiCaprio.
Okay, I think none other than, I mean, there were so many great people inducted.
I mean, Salt and Pepper was inducted.
It was a Spinderella.
Yeah.
First female DJ to ever be inducted. And this is fresh off of her suing Salt and Pepper. Now they're good.
Well, they're good now.
They're all good.
Yeah.
But she got her money. She got her money. But I think for me personally, OutKast. Them being inducted was such a moment. And Donald Glover, you know, what is his rap name?
Childish Gambino.
Childish Gambino. How could I forget that? When he was delivering the speech, I just felt it. I think a lot of people did.
It was a sound that honestly had no place in the mainstream rap landscape at the time. I remember watching the Source Awards. People forget how scary it was to be brave at that time. Tensions were already high with the East Coast, West Coast rivalry, and to stand on stage and say,
the South got something to say, that's all I got to say.
While being booed, taught me how to deal with critics. You don't have to scream, you don't have to yell, you just have to be undeniable.
I got chills through and through when I heard that because he's right. It's just about being brave and being persistent as well. And then
and
Andre,
just being that good.
Yeah, Andre 3000 got on stage and brought everybody with him. The Dungeon family was with him, and when he broke down, I lost it.
But one thing that Jack said, man, Jack is, man, he's one of my favorites, man. We love you, man. But one thing that he said something about little rooms. And we started in a little, in a... little rooms. Great things start in little rooms.
The reflection he had. Oh, I get so emotional because, you know, he kind of lost his way for a while. He was the one saying it. He was going playing just kind of doing random things. He stepped away. But then you reflect on all that you've done. That must just be so amazing for him and the people he came up with.
Oh, yeah.
He's one of the greatest musicians of all time. And I love that he acknowledged White Stripes like he did. Because they're amazing.
Jack White
is amazing. Yeah.
Andre 3000 and Big Boy are some of the greatest musicians, some of the greatest rappers. They deserve every accolade they've gotten. They deserve more. And I hope at some point Andre 3000 comes back to actually rapping again. Because when I listen to that music, he's one of the god MCs.
I don't know if we will ever again. I think this was kind of like a farewell. That's what this sounded like a closure moment.
But he's come to terms with it too, right? That's what I feel.
I hope not. I know I'm being selfish, but I really hope not.
Well, I want to shout out Cyndi Lauper. She well deserved. I want to shout out once again Salt and Peppa and Spinderella, first female DJ.
Soundgarden got inducted too.
Yeah, the White Stripes. And in my opinion, the greatest hip-hop group of all time, I said it, OutKast.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.